Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Hello once again, my dear friends, and welcome to the show. Joe Zagacki, Don Bailey Jr., and we are going to talk University of Miami football. First, a Merry Christmas to everybody. Hope everyone had a great Christmas. And now we look ahead to the new year and a very happy new year. Don, hope you had a great holiday.
I always have a great holiday, Joe. I get to be with my family and everybody's healthy, and I don't know what else there is to ask for.
Well, we thought that tomorrow we would be heading to El Paso, Texas to play in the Sun Bowl against Washington State. That is not the case. The University of Miami's game, bowl game canceled, like other bowl games have been canceled because of COVID. So the season ends 7-5. Would have been nice to perhaps win another game and carry that momentum into the offseason, but it ends up with a 7-5 record and winners of five of the last six games.
I think that's the important part of it, Joe, is how Miami finished. You know, they started off, of course, with a tough loss to Alabama, which turned out to be the best team in college football, or we're about 2 weeks away from finding that out. But and Michigan State ended up being a heck of a football team, and you know, they had some close losses there against North Carolina and Virginia, and then they got on a roll. And unfortunately, you know, they lost De'Aaron King, but there ended up being good news with that with Van Dyke, and he ends up having a strong season, a great finish, put up big numbers, and is given this program literally a lot of hope for on how he finished this season as a starter.
And when the clock strikes midnight here to bring down the end of 2021, and we welcome in 2022, Mario Cristobal, who has been on the clock, but January 1st, 2022, I imagine he dives into this thing. Well, I'm sure he's already into it full throttle, but everything, you know, the clock starts for the 2022 season, and that means recruiting and coaching staff and all of those things.
You know, Joe, I will tell you, since the second, not even the minute, that Mario Cristobal stepped foot on campus, he has been going 20 hours a day, 7 days a week. I actually was fortunate enough to spend some time with him yesterday down on campus, and he's working, he's recruiting, he's getting things set up, he's getting things organized, and as impressed as we are with his resume and what he's accomplished as a player and as a coach, as a head coach at a couple spots, and what he's been recognized nationally as a recruiter, when you see him in action, he's even more impressive. And I believe wholeheartedly that the University of Miami is on a path to greatness again, and greatness means wins, and he's going to win, and he's going to recruit, and it's going to be a brand of football that he creates here at Miami that every Hurricane fan will be proud of.
I think one of the areas where it's going to be noticeable is in recruiting, and especially locally, I think, in that down here there's so much competition, and you have a guy going to a home, Nick Saban goes in. He's probably followed up by a Kirby Smart, followed up by, you know, a Coach Dave from Ohio State. And now when the University of Miami has Mario Cristobal go in there, there is star power there. And I think maybe that wasn't part of it in the past, but there is modern star power, I guess I'd say. Kids today, they know who the coaching stars are by name.
Well, first of all, Mario Cristobal doesn't have to take second place to anybody in college football. Everybody knows who he is. Everybody knows what type of program he runs. And he's going to attack recruiting every single second of every single day. Every single time he gets a chance to better this program, he's going to do it. And he, as you mentioned, if he can go before Nick Saban or he can go after Nick Saban, he's going to make just as big as an impression. Now, it's obvious that Alabama has had great success on the field, but that's what's coming to Miami. And we've got to remember that, you know, if you talk about Alabama and you talk about Georgia and you talk about Ohio State, that's 75 kids between those three schools. Other than that, and you throw in another one, say it's 100. They can only take 100. After that, it's wide open. And there's a lot of great players that are outside that top 100. And he already proved that he can go toe-to-toe with Alabama. They had a committed player in Skinner at the tight end, and they flipped him. So he went toe-to-toe with a marquee player, a national recruit, and Miami won. And he hadn't been on the job for 10 days.
I go to the high school games. I sit there. I listen to parents. So I think I get a pretty good feel for what they're chatting about and who they're excited to have come into their house to recruit their son. University of Miami did, for the third straight year, I think you could make the argument, again, landed Dade County's best player and probably the best player in Broward County. They did it again this year with Besaint, the linebacker from Central, and then Kelly, a pass rusher, and he's a big kid. He's not 212 pounds. This is a big 240, 250-pound defensive end pass rusher.
Well, Joe, Mario Cristobal has already sent the missile across the bow to college football that it is going to be tough for you to come in to the state of Miami and take a young man out of here. It's still going to happen. There are going to be young men that leave because that's what they want to do, but it has just gotten tougher. And it will be very, very difficult. And I think the other side of it that hasn't been talked about enough is the fact that Mario had to recruit nationally at Oregon, and that's left it wide open as far as recruiting nationally for the University of Miami. Now, you know, he will build his foundation, of course, here locally, but he'll go to all corners of the earth to get the greatest football players that is going to help Miami build a championship football team.
By the way, without playing the bowl game, we do say goodbye to some longtime players from the University of Miami on defense: Nesta Silvera, Zach McLeod, DeAndre Johnson, Amari Carter. We always enjoyed visiting with Amari Carter. Bubba Bolden, of course, was injured during the course of the year. I think it's unclear about DJ Ivy, but looks like he's probably going to move on as a senior. And then Mike Harley, of course, and Charleston Rambo has already moved on, but Mike Harley will finish his career at the University of Miami as the all-time leading receiver. So Navon Donaldson, Hurricanes offensive lineman. So some really good players and really good kids moving on.
There are, Joe, and these young men, I will tell you, they finished strong. They will leave here. And their legacy was, you know, they didn't give up. They fought and they battled and they overcame. And there was a coaching change that they endured. And the good news is, too, that almost every single one of them is leaving with a degree from the University of Miami. And they won a bunch of football games. And they beat Florida State more times than Florida State beat Miami. And there were some big wins in there. And overall, the experience for them, I believe, will be lifelong experience where it helps them forever and ever that they came to the University of Miami, and then they've also helped lay a great foundation for the future. I mean, Miami goes in with the best, many will say the best quarterback in the ACC coming in next year. They've got, the Rooster had a strong finish to the season. There were a lot of people that came in and did well, whether it was Jakai Clark had to play, and you're going to get some guys that were injured. I think that's really the thing that was not spoken of enough, is the fact that these young men won a lot of football games with a lot of guys that they had counted on early on the injured reserve.
Van Dyke, his last six games, 20 touchdowns, three interceptions, six straight games at 300-plus yards. So that's a good starting point for anybody that takes over a program.
It is, and I think this is the biggest difference for Miami, is that De'Eriq King, when he was there, and now Van Dyke, and you have Garcia, and you have a quarterback that they have coming in, that the quarterback room has been solidified. And nobody knows better than Joe Zagacki and Don Bailey what a struggle it is to win a football game without a quarterback. And it all started with De'Eriq, and De'Eriq had a lot to do with Van Dyke this year. I mean, it was almost like having a personal tutor. And we saw flashes of Garcia, and they go and they sign a quarterback that they've been recruiting for 2 years, and he comes in, and now they're already made offers to a couple guys for next year. So that room, if that room's right, then the program normally heads in the right direction as well.
Well, we are not going to play in the Sun Bowl. We're not going there. There is a big bowl game in our town, of course, the Orange Bowl game, as Michigan getting ready to do battle with Georgia. So you got a great Georgia defensive line against a great Michigan running attack and a very good Michigan quarterback. Probably the area where Georgia struggles a lot is at quarterback. But what a prize game this is in our town Friday night.
I think it's going to be a great football game. I love the matchup. You know, Michigan really is the one that snuck into this deal as far as national attention from the beginning of the year to now. Everybody had, written Harbaugh off, 2 years ago, and they gave him a reduction in pay, and he went in there and took it, and he kept grinding away at it, and here he is. He's in the playoffs, and I think that's a lesson to be learned. This thing isn't going to happen as quickly as anybody wants it to, but if you're patient with it and you trust the leadership that's in place, like they have at Michigan, and look where it is. I mean, he's one of the final four guys, and who's to say he can't pull it off and get his team in the playoffs? And, it's stacked on top of a bunch of 9 and 10 win seasons, but it's a tough road to get to this playoff.
Meanwhile, Alabama rolls into the playoff with had one loss this year. We saw Alabama at the beginning of the season. Their quarterback won the Heisman Trophy, had an incredible season. You talk about turnovers this time of the year. Alabama's turned the ball over 9 times all season.
Think about that. Not even won a game, and that's with a first-time starter at quarterback. I believe they had about 6 or 7 new starters on that offense, and no turnovers. They zero mistakes almost for the year, less than 1 a game, and they have the great giveaway, takeaway category is all in their favor. And that's what you need to win championships. And I'll go back to the Auburn game. I watched the Alabama-Auburn game, and it was a hard-fought battle. And, I mean, it went into overtime. It was a physical game, as all rivalries are. And then they go to the SEC championship game and absolutely handle Georgia. I could have never thought that coming off a physical game against a rival like they did, and coming into overtime, 7 days later, they were able to come out on that field like they'd had 3 off weeks, and they just totally manhandled Georgia. So it's going to be interesting to see how Georgia recovers in this playoff game, and then if Georgia wins out, how they're going to handle it if they get Alabama again for the national championship.
I'm going to go with a Michigan-Alabama national championship game. I think Michigan's going to beat Georgia.
Listen, I'm excited to watch it, and I would like to jump on it and make my selection. I have not seen Michigan play quite as much as I had wanted to. I was looking forward to that football game, but I've been a Georgia Bulldog fan since a friend of mine started there as the head coach about 15 or 20 years ago. So I got to root hard for Georgia.
Well, if there's anything you need to know or anybody else needs to know about Washington State, I have it all. I have my whole chart done here for Washington State. So if anybody needs any information on Washington State, I have it because the only place it's going right now is back into the drawer.
Yeah, I packed up this morning. I put it away this morning. I figure I'll leave it out there. I can pull the Miami side off for the spring game that'll be coming up here in 3 or 4 months. And like you said, I sure wish you were there to call the football game, but I surely understand why the game didn't happen, and we're seeing it happen. The same thing happen all over the country, and you've got to watch out for these players because that's the most important thing out of all of it.
All right, well, we had a lot of fun this season. It was great fun, a roller coaster ride once again. Enjoyed every game with you, and thanks very much for the adventure, and Happy New Year.
Thank you very much, Joe. Happy New Year to you, too. And as I've told you since the first broadcast, there's no place I'd rather be. There's nothing I'd rather do. And there's nothing more important to me than those football games that we call. I really, really enjoy it. And the best to you and Cheryl and Haley and your mom and a Happy New Year to all our Hurricane fans.
All right. That's Don Bailey, Jr. We will continue on the show. But first, let me talk to you about Williamson Cadillac and Williamson Buick GMC. And if you have not seen some of the new GMCs at Williamson, here's a taste of what you're missing. And you don't want to miss out on 2022. And speaking of 2022, the GMC Canyon, with its powerful and innovative features that are engineered and built for all of your adventures to come. Check that out right now. Or the GMC Sierra, which has made top-level engineering and capability the new rule. Or you can choose from the GMC Yukon, which has been coined as the boldest, most impressive Yukon ever. Get 2022 started the right way. Stop by Williamson Buick GMC. Don't miss out. Visit their state-of-the-art facility. Easy to find it. It's located US 1 and 104th Street, just south of the Palmetto Expressway, or online at WilliamsonAutomotiveGroup.com. Williamson Buick GMC, your premier luxury dealership. Williamson is Miami.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.